We're not talking about punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, g'day to all you great stewards of the land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Sayre and Elk City, Oklahoma. It's Friday. You know what that means? It's the Wheeler General Store happy hour all hour long. Have more on the Wheeler General Store coming up here shortly. Currently 50 degrees at Hollis. Looks like the cool spot in the main part of Oklahoma is Eric at 49 degrees. 57 at Woodward, 56 at the May Ranch, 57 at Cherokee, 58 at Lahoma, out here in the panhandle of Texas, 47 at the Palador Canyon, 49 at Lipscomb, 50 at Canadian, 49 at Dozer, 48 at Wellington, 50 at Childress, 53 at Odell. Looks like it's the warmest spot closest to the panhandle of Texas. 36 degrees all the way out there in Tex Line in the north west corner of the Texas Panhandle. So it's kind of chilly out there. So anyway, first of all, excuse me. I just got an update on something I'd like to share with you guys. This came from Blaine Arthur, and Randy Hawley shared it with me. Blaine, the Secretary of Agriculture for State of Oklahoma. I've talked about this a couple times during talking about hauling hay out into the panhandle into northwestern Oklahoma. Here's the counties in Oklahoma that are under the quarantine. So we need to be careful with the hay unless it's been tested that we get from generous donors. We just got to be careful with this. Bryan, Jefferson County, McCurtain, Marshall, Carter, Choctaw, Comanche, Johnston, Love, LaFleur, Atoka, Cole, Pontiac, is that right? Pontiac, however you say that. Garvin, Murray, Stevens, Jefferson, Cotton, Tillman, and Jackson County, Latimer, and Pittsburgh counties, they are under a quarantine for the fire ants. So if you got any questions about your hay, you need to contact Joe Rackley at the Department of Ag for Oklahoma at 405-205-2709. We need to be careful. We don't need to spread those little rascals any worse than we did. I think we got some back in the Laverne fire, if I remember right. I might not have my facts straight, but I know we got some fire ants in there with some hay delivery back in one of the wildfires. So please, when you got hay coming in, especially you guys at the checkpoints, double check where that hay is coming from and if it's been tested for fire ants. Actually, I need to call that guy and see how they actually test for fire ants in a bale of hay. That would be, I just wondered if they're the mounds, because, you know, fire ants make mounds above ground, and I wonder if they make those mounds next to those hay piles, because everything else likes those hay piles and haystacks and get in there when they're transporting them and stay on there. So anyway, I just kind of curious how they do that. So anyway, I got at 12:15, our second segment, we're gonna have Aiden Wood on here. He's a kid that I had on here during FFA week there about 3-4 weeks ago. He's from Sayre. He's a senior at Sayre High School. Anyway, he was the one that was all hyped up on his hay bed. And anyway, OIE, they was checking in their projects today, and he was in line about an hour ago. I think he's unloaded now, but we're going to call him and check in with him. The judging's tomorrow. Check in. You know, his bed wasn't finished when he was in here, but anyway, we're going to talk with him and see what else is going on in that ag mechanics deal at OIE. I think it's going to be kind of fun to have. But first, let's see what happened overnight in our ag world. Soybeans were lower in overnight trading on some technical selling and signs of slack demand for U.S. supplies. Futures eased overnight after hitting the highest in a month this week, leading some investors who were long the market or had bet on higher prices to sell contracts and liquidate positions. Demands for U.S. beans has been weak in recent years, falling 39% week over week to 376,000 metric tons, according to the USDA. Speaking of the USDA, today's the deadline for your ALC, PRC, or ALP, whatever it is. Anyway, you need to check with your FSA office if you hadn't. I'm sure they've already got a hold of you, but today is the deadline for NAP. And I think today's the deadline that you can insure your summer crops. So anyway, get on top of that, gentlemen. China bought 256,100 tons, but that was offset by cancellations of an unnamed or John Doe country of 310,000 tons. Shipments of U.S. soybeans since the marketing year started on September 1st now stand at 1.46 billion bushels, down 20% from the same time frame last year. Soybean futures for May delivery fell 6¾ cents to 11.88¼ a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade. Soy meal lost $1.10 to $3.36.30 a short ton, and soy oil dropped 0.48 cents to 47.91 cents a pound. Wheat futures for May delivery rose 3¼ to $5.355 a bushel, and Kansas City futures added 1 penny to $5.75¾ a bushel. Corn futures were down ¼ penny to $4.33¼ a bushel. U.S. beef exports will drop this year amid lower production and increased competition, according to data from the United States Department of Agriculture. Shipments of beef to overseas buyers will fall 8.3% to 2.79 billion pounds this year. The agency said in a report late yesterday, domestic production will fall to 26.3 billion pounds in 2024, and from almost 27 million last year. On a global scale, U.S. beef is expected to continue to be less competitive, especially as Australia beef production increases. Australia has finally emerged from the rebuilding phase of the cattle cycle, and its production continues to increase. The cost of beef in the U.S. is forecast to increase due to the declining output, which will in turn drive prices up for overseas buyers looking to import red meat. Beef imports, meanwhile, will surge this year after hitting a record in January. Imports in the U.S. will total 4.175 billion pounds, up from 3.73 billion pounds last year. The U.S. imported 504 million pounds in January alone, up 38% year over year, and easily topping the previous record set in June of 2005 of 378 million pounds. U.S. beef imports in January shattered every previous monthly record, which was not wholly unanticipated given expectations of Brazil racing to fill the other countries or areas' tariff rate quota. Monthly imports from nearly all the major suppliers ranked in the top 10 for the month of January, but the two countries that mostly strongly drove the record-setting imports were Australia and Brazil. Red flag warnings have been issued for counties in southern North Dakota and northern South Dakota. According to the National Weather Service, winds along the state's borders will be sustained 20 to 30 miles an hour with wind gusts up to 45. Humidity will fall as low as 14%. The combination of gusty winds and low humidity could produce critical weather conditions. In eastern Oklahoma and western Arkansas, concerns about conditions ripe for wildfires will increase this afternoon. Mild breeze weather is forecast for the area, and humidities could drop to about 30% by late afternoon. I think I had the wind up a while ago. Let's see what's going on here. Not a lot of wind in eastern Oklahoma right now, but we all know this front's moving through here. Looks like most of the wind in western Oklahoma is around 20 miles an hour with wind gusts up to 20 to 25 miles an hour. Yesterday on social media, KCO, Nathan Brewer, to be exact, he posted a story that he wrote up on me, and I was overwhelmed by it. You know, I didn't know it was coming. Even though I work here, I didn't really realize it was coming. So anyway, he wrote a story on my adventures that I do, especially with these hay hauling to these wildfires. A group of friends and me, it's not just me, it's a group of friends and me from here in Beckham County, known as the North Fork of the Red River Hay Haulers. I call us the Hay Rats, but anyway, the Hay Haulers, we've always done this. We want to do it. It's a lot of people in Beckham County, a lot of farmers and ranchers have really big hearts. There's a lot of untold stories of people hauling hay or delivering hay or taking hay up there. We never hear about it. It's not just me, but it was a great story, and I appreciate them writing about it because we all care, because, you know, one of these days something's going to happen to one of us, and we're going to be there, and hopefully those people in the wildfire areas will be here. But we got some more coming up later in the show about the wildfires. Representative Frank Lucas and Senator Langford have been speaking up about them in Washington. I got a couple of short bits on them coming up later on in the show. But first, let's take a Wheeler General Store break. When we come back, I'm going to have Aiden Wood on the phone with me. Be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
You can buy parts anywhere, but the people at our store are different than people at other stores. And if they're not, we're going to make them different. They should be more knowledgeable. They should be more friendly. They should be more customer-oriented. They should be part of the community. We pride ourselves of doing business with people. You can buy parts anywhere. It's the people that make the difference.
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
Hey, Ken Russ here at Hobart Stockyards. We are having a registered Black Angus bull sale March 30th here at Hobart Stockyards. These bulls will be semen tested and ready to go, selling 20 2-year-olds and 15 3-year-olds. They are out of proven stock, low birth weight and high weaning weight. Go to our Facebook page, Hobart Stockyards, where you can see the videos of these bulls. Sale is March 30th at Hobart Stockyards. Sale starts at 12 noon and we'll see you there.
Hey, cotton farmers, are you walking in high cotton? High cotton. It's easier than you think. Have your cotton ginned fast and efficiently at Western Planters Cotton Gin in Hobart, Oklahoma. Bet you didn't know they have the largest gin in the state and the connections to get top dollar on your investment. They're located at the corner of Highway 9 and Highway 183, just north of Hobart. Be sure and check them out online. WesternPlantersCottonGin.com.
Hobart Farm and Garden in Hobart, Oklahoma has dedicated their life to supporting your farm's success because farming is their way of life. Their superior high-pro feeds are expertly formulated to meet the nutritional needs of your livestock. They provide bulk feed delivery straight to your farm, or for smaller quantities, they offer a variety of feed bags and sacks in different sizes. When it comes to your livestock feed, choose excellence. Choose Hobart Farm and Garden.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Are you looking to give your livestock the best nutrition possible? Well, head on over to the Sarah Farmers Co-op. Sarah Co-op is an authorized quality liquid feeds dealer. They handle a variety of QLF Ignite protein and mineral tubs, along with their Pasture Select 20-5 and 35-5 liquid feed. Short on time, the Sarah Co-op will supply, deliver, and fill your liquid feed tank for you so that you don't have to. Don't put it off. Head on over to the Sarah Co-op at 109 South 6th Street in Sarah, or give them a call at 928-2664.
The McIntyre Red Angus Partners in Progress Bull Sale is Monday, March 25th at 1 p.m. at Sweetwater. featuring 20 registered age Advantage and 50 yearling bulls, also 20 registered open heifers, 50 commercial Red Angus first calf heifer pairs, and 60 commercial Red Angus open heifers. View the sale online at cci.live. For sale info, go to McIntyreRedAngus.com. A lot of great cattle is for sale near Sweetwater the last Monday in March. The McIntyre Red Angus Partners in Progress Bull Sale, Monday, March 25th, 1 p.m. at Sweetwater.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
I got a bet going on at the sale barn right now, but the other better is not answering my question. Buddy of mine took some open cows to the sale barn this morning. He said he hoped they brought a dollar, and these cows are just as good a shape as they come. And I told him they'd bring up a $1.40 or more, and he said that they'd never do that. So we bet a cheeseburger at the sale barn the day after my show. But I can't get an answer out of him. Anyway, Odell, Texas, 53 degrees, humidity 71, dew points 44. The winds are out of the northeast at 15 miles an hour. Peak wind gust today, 35 miles an hour. Month-to-date precipitation, 18 one-hundredths of an inch. No red flag or sub-freezing minutes. Check this out. First time I've seen the big 6-0. 8-inch soil temperature, 60 degrees. That is your ag weather update for the panhandle of Texas, Oklahoma. Well, the world-famous Aiden Wood is on the phone with me, are you not?
I'm here, Jimmy. I'm here.
All right, well, cool. Well, there's Aiden. I seen posted on Facebook. You were waiting in line to get unloaded. Did you get unloaded?
Finally, dude. I sat outside the pavilion. I was the first truck right before the door, or right in front of the door. And I waited an hour. I got bored. Had an hour and 38 minutes from the time I sat there till I got inside, unloaded it, and hooked the trailer.
Did you scratch it unloading it?
We did not. It's a little heavier than I thought it was going to be. That or the forklift guy can't drive it, one of the two.
Well, Aiden, you were in here with the Sarah FFA during National FFA Week. What is that, about three, four weeks ago? Anyway, back in February.
Yeah, about a month ago or so.
Yeah, and dude, you were freaking pumped up on what your bed was doing, but you weren't quite done. Let's see, where were you about then with the progress of your bed?
I had the headache rack on, and we were getting ready to deck. I was still, so one of the most complicated things it took me to figure out, I don't mean to jump ship on decking it, but there's a double pivot system with the hydraulic cylinder. If anybody knows anything about arm beds, it has to double pivot to roll as far as it can.
Yes.
And the guides for that is it kicked my freaking butt. it kicked me one way and another, and finally, I got it. I had to make an old Amazon special. And you're going to laugh at this, Jimmy.
I'm already laughing.
Baylor rollers.
The what?
I put Baylor roller bearings.
Oh,
on
really?
The end of a 1-inch rod. Yeah, that's all it is. I got to looking at, you know, Butler and Hydrobed. That's all it is. Baylor rollers. I ordered me those on Amazon. Two of them was like $8. Trimmed it up a little bit, and it fits good. And once I got that in, we decked it. Let's see, hung toolboxes. And then we started laying inserts for the headache rack, I started building the headache rack tank because it's going to be on a motor-driven pump. That was a chore, dude. That took forever. Oh.
Well, so
that thing out in.
So are you going to, do you have to operate it in the show tomorrow when they're judging? Okay. All right. Let's make sure.
So a few months ago, I called OYE office, and they connected me with the guy that's over the ag mechanics. And I said, hey, you know, I'm building this to run on a motor-driven pump, but I know I have to display it. Can I run an electric over hydraulic pump and substitute just for show? And he said, yes. Yeah. So that's what I'm running. It's a dual spool. If anybody knows what a spool is, it's just two hydraulic hookups to run the bed so I can run my squeeze and my up and down.
I got you. So, and then what was you telling me when you was on during FFA week? Did you make them a little bit longer? Is that right, the arms?
They were originally a little bit longer, but I ended up they're only about 2 inches longer now. I had to cut 8 inches out of them because I got to measuring for, you know, a trip hopper cake box, and then I also, I swapped cake box, slatted Montezuma box on and off. Well, to clear, I know a Hydrobed had issues clearing their arms cleared cake box, so I wanted to be able to clear a 1,500-pound cake box. So I cut a little bit out of them just so I didn't have to go through that issue, and they're still longer than anybody in the industry. So other than the extendable one, you can't beat those. Jimmy, I know you got a set of them, but they're still, dang long.
I seen you snooping out there around mine when you come in here. So anyway, but there's a, well, what a, so what was your purpose in making them a little bit longer?
I do a little more than hay. Like, I pick different things, different objects up, like, tractor tires, stuff like that. We move panels with it, things like that. So I just, a little longer reach wouldn't hurt.
No, it doesn't hurt at all. Because I'm going to be honest with you. When I first bought this pickup that I got now back in 2019, I got it from Doug Gray. And anyway, it was his personal truck. And it was, it was slicked out. I honestly cussed that bed for 3 months because all my hay was stacked wrong and all this other good stuff. But once I was smart enough to figure out how to pick up them bales from the other end, and either if I wanted to go out and set them down and then hook onto them right, or just carry them the way they was. But that, them arms are so handy for everything. People don't realize how handy those hydro beds are, or the arm beds are, because you can put some hooks on your swivels there where you clamp your hay, and I learned that from some people running around Dale High, and I can't put out that name because it was top secret. But anyway, you can carry things longer on your bed than you normally can because you can just chain it up with your bed arms when they're extended out. Them things are so cool now. I don't know how I could go without one.
Oh yeah, dude, they're awesome. I mean, they're spectacular. And that's what when we move tractors, whatever, rather than carrying, if we got the bucket on it, or the tractor's one place and our bucket or forks somewhere else, I can just chain onto them, pick them up on the bed and go.
Yeah, well, what color did you paint it?
I ended up going black. My pickup's silver, and my uncle, he helped me out quite a bit on this deal.
Uncle who?
Rowdy.
That's what I thought.
Yep, he helped me a lot on the design. We were, we were cutting, the other night we were cutting the inserts for the headache rack, and I was only going to put two lights. He's like, why don't you put four in it? I was like, no, I'm not putting four. Four's too much on each side. I was like, and he laid them out, and I was like, no, I like that cut. We're going to cut four out of it.
So, I gotcha. When did you paint it? When did you paint it? Yesterday?
Last night. Yeah, we air dried it all the way here. No, we got done painting about 10:30 last night or so. I sandblasted. And I'll say, anybody sandblasts for, I understand why it costs so much to sandblast now. That's a work. But no, we got it painted last night. And don't get me wrong, I mean, it ain't a paint booth paint job, but it looks good. And it gets done when I need it to get done. The only thing I didn't get to do last night was bedline the top of it. But I can do that when I get home.
Yeah, you can do that when you get home. Anyway, there. So I got a Snapchat from Bray Haven up there about 5 minutes before the show started, actually. And he sent me a video of all the tractors coming in and your projects and everybody's coming in. And so what have you seen so far? It looks like there's a lot of ag mechanics entries in there.
I am within about 2 foot of everybody's project. I am squeezed. I'll be honest with you. I'm going to be lucky if I get to pick the arms up. It is tight.
It's
super tight up here.
Yeah, I mean, it looks awesome in there. There's tractors. What all have you seen in there?
I hadn't got to walk around yet. I walked in there because we're fixing the, we got till 6 o'clock and we're going to wire this thing tonight. We're going to get it up and going. But here in a little bit, my buddy gets back and he goes to canoe. I'll probably go walk around with him while I'm waiting on my help.
All right.
I'll go see what all is going on. Shout out to him, Strand Taylor. He's got a bale spear that's two projects down from me. We're competing in the same class. His is for a 3-point on a tractor.
Are you nervous?
No, not really.
Whatever.
I'm not nervous.
Aiden, you're nervous, wound up wreck the whole time you're walking, so you can't tell me you're not.
I was a little nervous, but I am more excited because I've been wanting to come here since my dang freshman year. That's all I wanted to do, and I didn't sleep at all last night. I went all night getting stuff ready and loading the truck down, and I got it strapped down at 7:30 this morning. And we shagged Oklahoma City, and I got in line, and I sent Monty Tucker a Snapchat. I was just about yelling. I said, "We made it, man! We made it! It's all I wanted. It's all I wanted to do was make it. I don't care if I win or not. This is the end goal. But we freaking made it."
So you are the first person from SARE FFA to actually enter a project into the OYE Ag Mechanics. Is that right?
That's what I heard. That's what I heard too.
So anyway, I just big shout out to you. I mean, I wish you the best. I hope you do very well, but you know, you got the energy, you got the want to, and I think that makes a winner out of you no matter what place you place tomorrow. How's that?
Well, thank you.
And so anyway, so you make sure you got my mobile now. You text me tomorrow, let me know how it goes, whether you win or lose. I want to know, because that was and take some good pictures for me and send them to me, and I'll put them on our KCO Facebook page.
I'll get you some good pictures when it's lit up.
All right.
I'll get you, because it's got 16 lights in it, so it's going to be bright.
You're going to look like a bull hauler?
Well, it really didn't end up like that, but it just did. It laid out so cool, and the lights almost go in a circle. It's like from the tailboard to the top, it laid out so cleanly, and I fell in love with it.
You got some normal white lights on there to turn on out of your truck when you get it mounted?
So every light in there is called a dual revolution. Anybody drives a truck, Paul Hightower, I know you know exactly what I'm talking about.
That's a legend. You're talking about a legend now.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, he likes blue lights, but every 16 light in there is your brake and your turn. But as soon as you hit reverse or a switch, every one of them lights up white. They're all dual revolutions.
So you can spotlight deer if you're in reverse?
I wouldn't spotlight deer. That's illegal. I'm not into that. I'm into making money, man.
Lieutenant Edwards is always listening, so I wanted to make sure that you know you were up and up on what you was going to use those lights for.
Man, you can't make money in jail.
Hey,
you can't build
that
either.
You're correct. You can't. Anyway, so hey, Aiden, man, we all wish you the best of luck, and we wish all the exhibitors at the OYE. Luck, you just stick out there, man. You got the want to, and it's a privilege knowing you and seeing your enthusiasm that you have. So, man, good luck tomorrow.
Well, thank you, sir. Thank you to everybody listening. Good luck to everybody that's listening to this. It's OYE. You're there, your grandkid or you know your child's up here. Good luck. Good luck to all them.
There's some grandkids up there. Don't worry.
Oh, I figured so, but. Man, when I get it done, I'll have to bring it by and let you look at it.
All right. Sounds good. Appreciate it. Have a good, have a great day today. Get her wired up. Make sure she's working good and slide some of those other projects out of the way so you can undo those arm beds.
All righty. Well, man, thank you, sir. Thank you for having me on here.
All right. Thanks, Aiden. Have a good day.
Thank you. You as well. Bye-bye.
All right. I wish I had that kid's enthusiasm. Anyway. Aiden Wood, we wish you luck, and really we wish all the OYE exhibitors tomorrow and the ag deal at OYE and Bray Haven, thanks for sending me that video on all the projects. There's tractors. Man, you ought to see some of the tractors going in there. It's really cool. Matter of fact, if it's raining tomorrow, which I hope it is, I might slide up here and check it out. Anyway, let's take a Wheeler General Store break, and we'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
SEI Agritech is excited to announce they're now open with their new LNC blending feed facility for their new product line at SEI Agritech 1400 South Randall in Elk City, with all the feed rations that you've come to know and trust. The new facility is the only LNC blending facility in the area. SEI Agritech in Elk City now open their new facility in their current location, 1400 South Randall in Elk City. For more information, give Kent a call at 580-225-0317.
Sugar Creek Casino presents the Oak Ridge Boys American Made Farewell Tour. Celebrating 50 plus years of touring. Legendary Oak Ridge Boys live in concert Saturday, March 23rd, Sugar Creek Casino's Event Center. Get your tickets by phone, Players Club, or online at sugarcreekcasino.com. Don't miss the Oak Ridge Boys' final performance at Sugar Creek Casino.
I want to be a fireman. I was working for a great farm and rancher in town. Thank the world of them. I was working there, and my whole plan was to go to school and be either an ag teacher or a football coach or something like that. The rancher was great, wonderful man. I think a lot of that whole family. But I needed something more to make it through college. You know, I needed, whether it's more money or whatever. And Grandpa told me, he's like, you need to learn a trade to help you kind of get through.
And after a couple of hard decisions, Brandon Culver decided to start his own business. Brandon, why do you think the people that you work for trust you with their electrical work?
Well, we're far from perfect. If we say this is going to work, by golly, it's going to work, or we'll die trying. And I am very picky. All these guys are picky, and we will stand by the best quality in the state, or we're not going to put our name on it. I'm Brandon Culver with Culver Electric. If you need anything, electrical or generators, give us a call.
They want you to see them as people and not just a number. They love when you know their name when they walk in the door and greet them with a smile. They love that. I like to hear people's stories and find out about their lives and get to know them. We sponsor in the community a lot, in the communities and the surrounding communities. We just really care about people. I'm Elizabeth Mosley, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC, the McIntyre Red Angus Partners in Progress Bull Sale is Monday, March 25th at 1 p.m. at Sweetwater, featuring 20 registered age Advantage and 50 yearling bulls, also 20 registered open heifers, 50 commercial Red Angus first calf heifer pairs, and 60 commercial Red Angus open heifers. View the sale online at cci.live. For sale info, go to McIntyreRedAngus.com. A lot of great cattle is for sale near Sweetwater the last Monday in March. The McIntyre Red Angus Partners in Progress Bull Sale, Monday, March 25th, 1 p.m. at Sweetwater.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
I want to wish my son down there in Texas, Jared, big old happy birthday. What is it? Big 4-4 this year. He was born in 1980, so yep. Big 4-4. Wish you a happy birthday, and I hope it's a great one for you there, son. Anyway, let's check out what is going on with some northwestern Oklahoma ag weather. Alva, 59 degrees, feels like 59. Winds are out of the northeast at 20 with wind gusts up to 29. Dew point 38, humidity 45. What else we got going on? No rain really in the last 10 days. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 58 degrees. 1-day average 10-inch fractional water, 1.0. Sunset at 7:42. Cloudy and 63. High today, tonight, 38. Northeast to north winds, 5 to 8 miles an hour. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 64. And light winds, northwest to west, 3 to 6 miles an hour. Sounds like a good day tomorrow. Hopefully we're all getting some rain. I don't think they really know what this rain deal is going to do. If you look on the radar, everything out west is just getting snow or rain. Surely we can get some of that. Let's check out some current markets right now. Corn, May, 434, up 1. July's 447, up a little over 1. Soybeans for May, 1192, down 2. July 1206 down 3. Soybean meal just keeps going backwards. May is 334 down 340. July is 338.20 down 340. Soybean oil for May 4902 up 63. July is 4951 up 60. Hard red winter wheat. I hate to scroll up. Oh yeah, taking a tank. May 562 down 12. July 556 down 11. Cotton up a little bit today. May's 94.12 up 64. July's 93.89 up 63. What is West Texas oil doing? It's down a little bit today. It's still over 80 bucks. April's 81.02 down 24. And natural gas is getting cheaper. April 165 down 8. The NASDAQ, the S&P, and the Dow are all in the red today. Cattle, different story, in the green today. April live cattle, 187.60, up 65. June, 183.97, up 60. August, 183.02, up 92. Feeder cattle for March, 249.47, up 2 bucks. And April, 252.67, up 150. May, 256.37, up 155, and oh man, the screen changes. That's why I'm hesitating there. The screen's changing on me. August feeder cattle 267.87, up 122. Lean hogs are up nicely today. April is 87.35, up 232. May is 92.82, up 122. And that's about it on those markets there. Okay, let's see here. Let me find my little deal here. This is from Frank Lucas, official report out of there. The wildfires that burned more than 1 million acres of land in western Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle in recent weeks made Oklahoma Congressman Frank Lucas realize quickly how important weather forecasting is. As you all guys know, Frank Lucas has got a pretty nice set of land plots right there where him and Linda live up in Roger Mills County. So the concern for wildfires are just as major for him as they are for the rest of us. During a recent House Science, Space, and Technology Committee hearing, he chairs, the representative whose farms and ranch are located in western Oklahoma relayed his concerns. I looked at the Oklahoma Mesonet to see the most up-to-date conditions in my area. I closely monitor the National Weather Service's fire weather outlooks for the coming days, so I knew what to expect. And I made critical decisions based on the weather data, models, and forecasts that were available to me, he told committee members. The hearing couldn't come at a more crucial time. Last week, the Smokehouse Creek fire burned over 1 million acres in western Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle. He noted how it had been 7 years since the passage of the Weather Act of 2017. The tools and data I used last week are more accurate and readily available than they were before that bill. But I believe there's more we can do for the U.S. weather enterprise to be at the forefront of forecasting and modeling, continue the representative. So there you have it. So they're going to keep improving. Because that deal in Mesonet, because the National Weather Service is on there, that deal with the Mesonet stuff is really good stuff. Let's see here. I want to read this other one from Representative Langford, if I can find it. What did I do with it? I don't know what I did with it. Anyway, I had to find. Oh, I know where it's at. It's in my email. Hang on here a second. Bear with me here a second. There we go. I found it. Let me open her up. I hadn't opened it up. I was slacking on the job there. Now it's got to upload. And it's not going to upload. Okay, I got an error. 404, page not found. So let's go ahead and talk about the Wheeler General Store, and then we'll take a Wheeler General Store break. And let me see if I can get that all fixed up during the break, because it's really, I didn't know this about why you don't see very much help from the federal government in wildfires prior to March 1st. I didn't know that until I read this article. Anyway, the Wheeler General Store is the go-to store in Wheeler County. From animal feed and farm and ranch supplies to paint and barbecue supplies, they are a one-stop shop. The Wheeler General Store has been serving the Texas Panhandle for over 30 years. The owners, Nathan and Charity Hepley, take pride in knowing when you walk into their store, their team will be there ready to help you with all your product needs. Being a do-it-best store in a small town makes it easy and affordable to get products that are hard to find in a timely manner. Keep your farm and ranch running properly with all the items that they offer. Delivering feed is their specialty. I see their trucks everywhere. I seen them down by Willow and Granite the other day. They have been a high-pro dealer for over 10 years. They deliver feed to ranches and stores all over the Texas Panhandle, Kansas, Oklahoma, and New Mexico. Located at 15868 Highway 152, just outside of Wheeler, Texas, they look forward to serving you. Let's go take a break and see if I can get this article fixed up. Be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
You know, I think the best advice that I could give a young couple is to go sit down and talk to an insurance agent. I see a lot of young couples, they're just getting online. I mean, they're just clicking the button and clicking what's cheap. And well, if I click this, it makes it a little cheaper. But if I click that, it makes it go up. Well, there's a reason why it goes up. You need to know what you're paying for. And if you're paying for it, you need to make sure you've got the right coverage. You know, another piece of advice I would give is when you go in and talk to that agent, you need to discuss getting some life insurance. It doesn't have to be me. Any agent can help with that. But a young couple, you need to go in and sit down and talk to someone and understand what you're doing. You know, a term policy on a younger couple, it's a whole lot less expensive than what people think. And the younger you buy it, the cheaper it is. It's worth finding out how minimal that expense is, because it's life-changing if it's needed. That would be my best advice.
Hey, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
It's important to keep your irrigation machines up and running during the growing season, because when your crops need water, they can't wait. And when you need parts, there's no substitute for the best. Valley Genuine Parts. From gaskets and gearboxes to booster pumps and boom bags, Valley Genuine Parts make all the difference to your operation. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, for all your irrigation parts, technology, and service needs, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
Farmers and ranchers, listen up. It's time to make your life easier with the Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding and Repair in Visalia, Oklahoma. The Apache Hay Wagon hauls multiple bales of hay and helps reduce waste. Less waste means more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time, plus make your life easier. What a deal. See all they have to offer at everettswelding.com. Again, that's everettswelding.com. And be sure to check out their ads inside the Penny News.
Blair Tire and Feed is helping you save some money. Firestone Ag is holding its Spring Into Savings event. That means you're going to save big money on the tires you need. Most Firestone radial tires are included in the sale, like their expanded line of 82 technology patterns and sizes. Eligible standard radial tires will have a $200 discount. Eligible 82 radial tires will have a $300 discount. That's big time savings on big time tires during a big time event. The Firestone Ag Spring Into Savings event at Blair Tire and Feed.
This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, March the 1st. 783 head were sold, 5 head of steers at 238 brought 389, 11 at 365 brought 367.50, 8 at 468 brought 337.50, 10 at 509 brought 321, 3 at 615 brought 288, 6 at 633 brought 276, 4 head of heifers at 405 brought 304, 7 at 422 brought 308, 8 at 498 brought 267, 7 at 618 brought 235, 20 at 688 brought 234.50, 3 at 733 brought 228, butcher cows were 32 to 133, butcher bulls brought 100 to 145.50, bred cows were 1175 to 2475, pairs brought 1600 to 2975. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sale every Friday at 9 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey, 580-497-6095.
Jim is all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, I did some redneck computing and I got that thing back up there. I had to text it to me and then email it. I got it. I'm there for you. Interesting article. But first, our Hobart Farm and Garden Ag Weather Update. 52 degrees at Hobart. Dew point's 44, humidity is 74, the winds are out of the northeast at 14 miles an hour, 10-day rain total, 0.28 inches, 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 59 degrees, 1-day average 10-inch fractional water, 0.9, sunset at 7:44, mostly cloudy, 62 today with northeast winds, tonight, northeast winds 6 to 12 miles an hour, partly cloudy, 41 degrees, tomorrow, 62, light winds out of the north, and a 40% chance of rain showers. How about that? Anybody want to go see the Oak Ridge Boys farewell on their farewell tour? Well, at the Sugar Creek Casino. So here's your deal. We got about 12 minutes, so we got time for people to text in. If you will text in what your favorite color horse is. You like a paint? You like a buckskin? Text it in. Third person to text in their favorite color of horse, equine. You'll get a free pair of tickets to go see the Oak Ridge Boys on their farewell tour at the Sugar Creek Casino March 23rd. That's coming up basically a week from tomorrow. How about that? So anyway, text in your favorite color horse, buckskin, paint, black, brown, yellow? Let me know. All right, let's get to that article that I had a while ago. So, as wildfire dangers ease this week in western Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle, where more than 1 million acres of land were burned, three people lost their lives and thousands of cattle were killed. The topic of wildfires was the focus of a U.S. Senate hearing. The Oklahoma Forestry Division officials said despite the improved fire potential, grasses and other fuels are still dry here. Still, Oklahoma's Senator, U.S. Senator, that is, James Lankford, felt it was a critical situation that it should be brought to the attention of the Senate. This is a big issue for us nationally. It's a tremendous cost to the federal taxpayer, but it's bigger cost to those that actually impact it by the fire on the ground, he said in opening comments. He said one issue raised in the recent wildfires was the contracting date for federal wildfire assistance. This I didn't know about. Some of you guys probably did, but I didn't. It begins on March 1st, but the fires that burned across the Texas Panhandle into Oklahoma began in February. And so just getting federal assistance to be able to come in because of the wildfires happened to come in before the contracting date set created additional problems. So we do have some red tape. We got to be able to work through that, said the Senate. In his remarks, Lankford highlighted his bill, the Direct Hire to Fight Fires Act. This would provide the Forest Service and the Department of Interior permanent direct hire authority to streamline the hiring process for skilled personnel and the firefighting support capacity. Lankford noted that the red tape should not prevent Oklahomans from quickly responding to wildfires. I always wondered about that because you didn't see those scoop planes and those other planes come in until after March 1st. And I wondered why they wasn't there earlier. Well, there you go. It's because the federal government has a bunch of crap, red tape, to get that going. So anyway, I learned something every day. Hope that taught you guys something. Anyway, all right. Let's see here. What else we got here? We got about 9 minutes left. Anybody text in yet? Oh, whoa. You guys are lighting up. I'll announce the winner here in about 5 minutes. Text line is full. Cool. Thank you very much. Here's the interesting deal. Two Southeast Colorado ranchers were ordered to pay more than $6.5 million in fines and were sentenced to prison after pleading guilty to tampering with rain gauges in an attempt to collect crop insurance. I never even thought about that. I guess there's some people that did think about it. Anyway, you know, the Department of Justice announced that Patrick Erks, I guess is the name, and Ed Dean Jaggers of Springfield, Colorado, agreed to the settlement to resolve allegations they defrauded federal crop insurance programs by tampering with and damaging rain gauges. Federal prosecutors said that those guys, conceded a scheme to defraud the federal crop insurance program by making it appear there was less precipitation in their area than actually was between July 2016 and July 2017. The DOJ said that they tampered with and damaged rain gauges in the area to prevent the accurate measurement of rainfall. Some of the rain gauges belong to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration and were operated by the National Weather Service. Those guys cut wires on automatic rain gauges, tipped over some collecting buckets, covered with pie pans. They covered the buckets with pie pans and agriculture discs and plugged another gauge with silicone caulk. Prosecutors used civil tools to investigate these guys who violated the False Claims Act and the Financial Institutes Reform, Recovery, and Enforcement Act, and have agreed to pay a combination of $3.5 million, a combined $3.5 million, to settle these allegations. The claims resolved in civil settlements are allegations, and agreeing to settle these guys did not admit liability except to the extent admitted in their guilty pleas. The feds, government, also indicated these guys' indicted these guys criminally for their roles in the conspiracy. These guys both pleaded guilty and were ordered to pay a combined $3.1 million in restitution. And one of them was sentenced to in prison for a term of 2 months. And Jaggers was sentenced to be in prison for 6 months. Hardworking farmers and ranchers depend on the USDA crop insurance, and we're not allowed these programs to be abused, said U.S. Attorney Cole Finkman. This case also shows the full measure of justice that can be achieved when our offices uses both civil and criminal tools to protect vital programs. All right, so I know some of you guys are thinking out there. Well, let me give you a fair warning. Oklahoma Mesonet, which is, I think, goes a lot off of these with our rainfall in Oklahoma on the USDA crop insurance deal. They have cameras. Don't be a dummy. Don't go try this. Obviously, there's no use in trying it because they got caught and it cost them a lot of money. All right, let's see who's going to the, let's see here, Melanie Weldon, Golden Palomino. You were the third person. We have Red Roan. We got Paint Horse, Burgundy, Blue Roan. We got all kinds of people. Anyway, Melanie Weldon, congratulations. You get to go see the Oak Ridge Boys. This will probably be the last time you've seen. I don't know. I've seen so many people. Garth Brooks, George Strait, which George, I don't mind him coming back on. All these people go on these farewell tours and they end up coming back or end up in Vegas or something like that. So anyway, we got that going on there. Let's see here. What else we got going on here? Talked about them. And then let's see if I got enough time to talk. Yeah, I got enough time to talk about this one. All right. Green Book proposals could mean substantial tax increases. This is from Paul Neffner, one of the best farm CPAs in the United States. Every year, the president sends a budget proposal to Congress for consideration. The section dealing with how to pay for the budget is called the Green Book, explains Mr. Paul, the farm CPA. Neffner told AgriTalk host Chip Flory on Wednesday that the Biden administration is proposing substantial tax increases that, if passed, would impact many U.S. farmers. Six of the key points in his highlights, Neffner's highlight in the AgriTalk discussion and also covers online farmcpareport.com. And here's some of the proposals. Number one, imposing a capital gains tax on transfer either during life or at death. Neffner explains that there would be a $5 million exemption, $10 million for couples. Also, farmers could elect to defer the tax until it's no longer farmed in the family, but interest would be due and payable over 15 years. The excess business loss, the EBL, would become permanent and the carryover would no longer be part of the net operating loss, but would be subject to the EBL rules. Essentially, the maximum NOL deduction in any year would be $500,000, he said. Section number three, section 1031, gain deferral would be limited to $500,000 or $1 million for married couples. So far, I haven't heard any numbers that affect me. Anyway, number four, capital gains on amounts over $1 million would be taxed at 37 to 39.6%. The maximum debt net investment income rate would be bumped to 5%. One silver lining in this whole mess. Neffler told Flory there is one major provision that might help farmers. And that's big word there, might. Number six, section 2032A would be bumped up to $14 million and indexed to inflation. This would allow farmers to value their land as its rental value instead of its current fair market value. Current law allows for about a maximum $1.3 million deduction. This would increase to $14 million, Neffler says. Anyway, you guys got a lot to worry about with those kind of numbers. I don't have to worry about it, but you might have to. But anyways, that's something to think about with this budget They have been slowly picking on the farmers tax-wise in the last 3 years, and it don't sound like they're slacking off on it any at all. Again, congratulations to Melanie Weldon. She texts back, yeehaw, thank you. Anyway, you're welcome. Anyway, wish all the kids tomorrow in the Ag Mechanics part of the OYE. Oh, yeah, I seen this. Hang on 1 second here. Congratulations to Paisley Kelso and Madison Church. They got Grand and Reserve Grand Senior Division Doe Showman. How about that? Overall drive yet to come, they said on their Facebook page. So anyway, congratulations that too. I don't know Paisley that well. Madison, I do. Anyway, congratulations, young ladies. And anyway, you guys have a great weekend. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO. Brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Sayre in Elk City, Oklahoma. Have a great weekend and God bless.